comparing where teams played, you know, against somebody else. And, you know, it really is a guessing game. We know they played a really good Hitchcock County team. And they played some other talented teams that I think ran into some tough schedules, too. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all a big game. But we're just happy to still be in the playoffs and to get another chance to move on.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit back. More of our pregame show coming up after this timeout.
Welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness. The Radiology Department offers key radiology services for our patients, including mammograms, CT scans, MRIs, bone density testing, and ultrasounds. If you're a woman 40 or over, talk to your doctor about when and how often you should get a mammogram. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
We bid you good afternoon from Benkelman, Nebraska. It's time for high school football once again here on Sunny 101.3. This afternoon, we've stretched the Sunny 101 microphone cords nearly 300 miles out to the extreme southwestern corner of the state. This afternoon, we have Class D2 eight-man football playoff action. The Johnson Brock Eagles, 8-1 on the year, taking on Dundee County Stratton with an identical record of 8-1. Very pleased to have seated alongside of me Blaine Behrens. Blaine, a great afternoon for football.
Yes, Randy, thank you for having me. Today's weather is absolutely perfect. It's 62 degrees, less than 5 mph wind out of the southwest. Perfect day for football.
This doesn't get much better than this. That music is going to go away for our listeners wondering. We're seated right in front of a giant speaker. They assured us they're not going to play the music during the actual football game, so hopefully they'll shut that crazy thing off before we get going. Normally at this point we take a look at the starting lineups, but they're going to go a little bit early for us here. They've already had the introduction of starting lineups. You joined us in the tail end of the national anthem. The Johnson Brock Eagles will be kicking off. They'll be kicking from our left to right. Quickly, the offense for Dundee County, you're going to hear a lot about Corbin Horner. Corbin is the quarterback. He's the return man. He's also the punter. He's the kickoff man. He's one of their leading rushers. He does it all, so you'll hear a lot from Corbin Horner. Again, I promise you, that music is going to go away once we get this game underway. So, Sloan Pelican has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, getting ready to kick it off. Corbin Horner stands on the near side. On the far side is Alex Englott. So we've got Englott and Horner back deep, and we're ready to get underway. High school football, live from Benkelman, Nebraska, Dundee County Stratton High School. Seems like it never fails. We always get a seat right in front of the big speaker here, and that's where we ended up this afternoon. I think it's going away, thank goodness.
Yep, here we go, Randy.
All right, Sloan Pelican has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. On the near side is Horner. On the far side is Englott. Pelican comes forward. Toe meets the football. Here's the kick. It's going to bounce in front of Horner. He picks the ball up at the 15. He's to the 20. Out to his right, the 25. Across the 25. Breaks a tackle there, and he'll be dropped at about the 28-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers at the 28.
Number one, Isaac Brook, in on the stop for the Eagles.
All right, Dundee County will begin this drive first and 10. They'll spot the ball at their own 28-yard line. Corbin Horner is the quarterback. not a big guy, 185 pounds. He doesn't look that big out there to me, but a senior. Single set back behind him is Diaz. He turns, fakes a handoff, keeps it himself, starts to his right. I think that may have been a broken play. He's going to be smothered after a gain of about a yard out to around the 28 or 29-yard line.
Yeah, he did a nice job up the middle, brought down by Rome Benham for the Eagles with help from Zach Hawley.
On the play, Horner turned to his left to hand the ball off. The running back went by behind him on the right side. He'll get a gain of two on the play and put the football out to the 30-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go. Just underway here in Benkelman, Nebraska. 62 degrees, bright sunshine, very little wind. Corbin Horner sets in a shotgun formation. Wide receiver Englott comes wide to the left. Horner turns, gives the ball off to his running back. That's Diaz. Diaz to the left side. He's out across the 40, across midfield into Johnson Rock territory. Down to the 37-yard line. He'll be taken out of bounds there.
Yeah, good blocking up front. Looks like Nick Perry. It runs him out of bounds.
Mauricio Diaz with a gain down to the 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Dundee County Stratton. They go quickly with no huddle. Wide receiver wide to the right. Diaz sets to the left of the quarterback corner. They give it to Diaz. He runs around the right corner this time, tries to turn the corner, and is dropped short of the 30 at about the 32-yard line. Looks to have a gain of about 5 on the carry. It should bring up second down and 5.
Looks like Lane Buckmeyer on the stop with help from Leighton Behrens there, Randy, on the left side.
New line of scrimmage now at the 32-yard line. Second down, 5 yards to go for Dundee County Stratton. They are the Tigers. Into the ball game now, checking into the lineup at running back. Go ahead. Well, coming over the ball here. In the empty backfield this time, all alone in the backfield, sets Corbin Horner. He's got two wide receivers to the left side of the field on second down and 5. He'll keep it himself on a quarterback keeper up the middle. Into the open at the 20, at the 15, the 10, the 5. He'll take it for the touchdown.
And a nice run by Horner. Looks like a couple Eagles got tripped up there.
No flags on the play. And it will be a 32-yard run by the quarterback. And we told you that you'd hear a lot from Corbin Horner. And Horner scores quickly on the running play from 32 yards out. Score coming with 10 minutes and 22 seconds to play here, opening 2 minutes of the first quarter. 32 yards on the run by Corbin Horner on a quarterback keeper. He kept the ball up the middle and then got out to the left side and got into the open. Tyler Perriott, is it running for you now? Is the little red dot up there, my friend? Okay. All right. They're going to line up to go for two. Horner has two players set in the backfield. Turns, gives it off up the middle. Spin move. Angel Diaz for the two-point conversion. And with 10:22 to play in the first quarter, it's 8-0 Dundee County. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital is excited to welcome Dr. Kelly Cryer to their staff of exceptional physicians. Dr. Cryer is a board-certified colorectal surgery and general surgery with additional interest in cancer prevention and will be at the hospital the fourth Tuesday of each month beginning on September 27th. To schedule an appointment, please call 402-245-6510. At the Nemaha County Hospital, we're giving our best so you can live your best.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Josh Armconnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. The drive took 5 plays, covered 50 yards. It was Corbin Horner on a 32-yard quarterback keeper for the touchdown. Diaz carried in for the 2-point conversion. And with 10:22 to play in the first quarter, our score 8-0. Dundee County. Horner ready to kick the ball away. Has it teed up at the 30. Here's his kick. A little spiraling kick. Going to bounce and be out of bounds down around the 10 or 11 yard line. We'll see what Johnson Brock wants to do. If they want to make him kick it over, or if perhaps they'll just take it and set up shop offensively.
Looks like they're re-kicking, Randy.
I want to make him kick it over. On the near side for Johnson Brock is Nick Perriott. And is that Van Winkle on the far side, or is that it? Behrens?
That's Van Winkle out there.
Van Winkle on the far side. Perriott on the near side, Van Winkle on the far side to return this. Corbin Horner, who just ran 32 yards a moment ago on the quarterback keeper for the touchdown, will tee it up, and he handles kickoff duties. He's their punter. He's Mr. Everything for this Tiger football team. So Horner, this time kicking from the 25-yard line, comes forward. This kick is going to be fielded by Perriott at the 10-yard line. He starts forward. He's across the 15, the 20, out across the 25, and drops it about the 26-yard line. Nick Perriott on the return to the 26.
Austin Shaw with a nice tackle for the Tigers.
So, trailing 8-0 early in the ballgame, Johnson Brock will have their first possession of the football, starting first and 10 at their own 27-yard line is where they'll mark it. Sloan Pelican is the quarterback. Lane Buckmeyer comes wide to the right side of the field. Jalen Barron sets to Pelican's left in the backfield. End set in tight. Pelican in the shotgun on first and 10 at the 27. Puts Buckmeyer in motion. Takes the snap. Turns, gives off to Barron. Barron's up the middle. He's got a little bit of running room. Looks like he's out near the 30-yard line. Going to have a gain of about 3, but we've got a flag down.
Yeah, flag on the field, but tackle was made by number 75, Derek Knopfinger.
Going to be a personal foul.
Barron's with a gain of 3 on the carry, got the ball out to the 30-yard line. The flag is for a face mask call, a personal foul face mask on the Tigers. That'll be a big one, 15 yards. That puts the ball down into Tiger territory and moves it all the way down to the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Brock at the 35.
Yeah, that's a nice break for the Eagles here, Randy, to start off this drive.
Pelican breaks the huddle and brings him up to the line of scrimmage. That's Buckmeyer on the near side as the wide receiver. Jalen Barron sets just to the left of Sloan Pelican, who's in the shotgun formation. Perriott sets as a tight end to the left side. Fake the handoff. Pelican keeps it himself. Rolls to the left, hit, and then thrown back after a gain of a couple. He got it inside the 35. I think they're going to mark him at about the 32-yard line for a gain of 3 on the carry. It should bring up second down and a long 7 yards to go.
That D-line's tough for the Tigers, Randy, led by Jack Kershaw on that play.
Going to have to call a second down and 8. They only marked him for 2 yards and put the football at the 33-yard line. If you're just joining us, 9:30 to play here in the first quarter. We're just underway. Dundee County Stratton up 8-0, scoring on their first possession. It's second down and 8 at the 33-yard line of Dundee County. Johnson Brock with the football. Wide receiver to the left side. Receiver set in a slot to the right. Pelican in the shotgun on second and 8. Calling his cadence, has a snap. He'll keep it himself right up the middle, and he's got first down yardage all the way down to the 25-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to spot him just short. Look at that. I thought for all the world he landed on the 25, but they're spotting it short. They may bring the chains in and take a measurement here. That's what they're going to do. That gives us time to remind you that this is the first half of a football doubleheader we have for you this afternoon and this evening. Later on this evening, a 7 o'clock kickoff over in Oregon, Missouri. The Mound City Panthers facing the South Holt Knights. Pre-game show begins at 6:30. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. That's later tonight here on Sunny 101.3. It's been a while since we've done a doubleheader with 400 miles between them, and that's what we've got.
Yeah, we're a ways out here today, but that's okay.
Johnson Brock, third down and about half the length of the football to go for the first down. Third and very short. The football at the 25-yard line. In the shotgun formation is Pelican. Takes a snap. Got it easily and dives forward inside the 20-yard line. Down around the 18 is where they'll mark it.
Nice run by Pelican there for the Eagle. First down brought down by Brody Rogers.
It'll be first down and 10. Johnson Brock trying to answer that quick touchdown by the Tigers. It only took them 5 plays to go 50 yards to open this ball game. In less than 2 minutes of playing time, they went up 8-0. Johnson Brock trying to answer here. All right, it's first and 10 for the Eagles. The football is at the, where are we at here? The 18-yard line is where they mark it. Sloan Pelican, all alone in the backfield. Man comes in motion, fake the handoff. Pelican keeps it after faking the handoff to Buckmeyer. He fights his way down inside the 15-yard line, down to about the 13. We'll give Pelican a gain of 4 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 6.
Englot in on the stop for the Tigers.
Second down and 6 yards to go at the 13-yard line. Clock is running. 8:15 to play in the first quarter here in Benkelman, Nebraska, extreme southwestern corner of the state. Wide receiver splits wide to the left side of the field. Pelican again in the shotgun formation. Has the snap. Gives off to Barron. Barron has got room. He's inside the 10. He's fighting his way down near the 6 or 7 yard line. Jalen Barron stops short of the first down, but he's going to be close.
Jack Kershaw in again on the stop, Randy, for the Tigers.
Oh, they are going to mark it a first. Okay, he did get the first down, so it'll be first and goal. The football is at the 7 yard line. First and goal, Johnson Brock. Eagles trailing 8-0 here with 7:50 to play in the first quarter. That's Lane Buckmeyer splitting wide to the left side of the field. The ends are set in tight. Perriott to the right. Austin Meyer to the left. quarterback Sloan Pelican with Barron set on his left. Calls his count, keeps the snap himself. Barron's with the block ahead of him. Pelican dives off the left side. He's inside the five. He's close. We'll see where they mark it. Looks like he's down at about the two.
I didn't get a number on the tackle.
Okay.
It was a whole bunch.
Mark the ball at the 2 yard line. Second down and goal at the two. Pelican calling his count. Keeps it himself. Into the line. He's hit and dropped short. He only needed a couple. They stopped him short of the goal line. Let's see where they mark it now. It's going to be third down and goal. It's going to get tough down here. Boy, they're not showing that he got much of a gain at all. They didn't hardly move the down marker, did they?
No, and again, led by Kershaw for the Tigers.
All right, third down and 2 yards to go. The football, the nose of the ball just outside the 2 yard line. Wide receiver, Buckmeyer, wide right. Barron sits to the right of Pelican in the backfield. The ends are set tight. Sloan Pelican takes a snap. He's back to pass. Throws it out to the right side. Pass is going to be complete. Touchdown, Jalen Barron's. Barron's makes the reception, and that will be a 2 yard touchdown pass to Jalen Barron's. And Johnson Brock pulls it within two now at 8-6 as they'll line up here to go for the 2 point conversion. This score coming with 6 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Now, the all important 2 point conversion. Pelican with Barron set to the left behind him. Tight ends. He's back to throw the ball. Wants to throw out to the left. Now dumps it over the middle. The pass is caught complete for the 2 point conversion. Who got it?
Buckmeyer
with the catch. We're tied at 8-all with 6:39 to play in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays.
And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Well, Johnson Brock puts together a 9-play, 53-yard drive. It's capped off by a 2-yard touchdown pass from Sloan Pelican to Jalen Barron's. The 2-point conversion pass was complete to Lane Buckmeyer, and Johnson Brock ties it up at 8-all with 6:39 to play here in the first period. So both teams playing scoring on their first possession and doing it with somewhat with ease.
Yeah, that was a really nice answer there by the Eagles to march all the way down the field there and answer the Tigers.
Anytime you give up a score in the first minute and a half of the game like that, it's really important on your next possession to be able to answer it, and Johnson Brock was able to do so. Sloan Pelican tees the ball up at the 30, ready to kick it away. Corbin Horner on the near side. Leave Diaz on the far side for the return. No, that's Englott. Englott is going to field the ball at the 1. He's out to the 5. He's on his feet at the 10, the 15. Comes to the left side, still on his feet at the 20. Broke a tackle there to the 25, and finally driven out of bounds short of the 30-yard line. Lane Buckmeyer came over, I think, and got him around the 28 or 29.
Yep, that was a good tackle by Lane Buckmeyer. First of 10, Tigers looks like at their own 27-yard line.
So now this defense for Johnson Brock is going to have to buckle down here after giving up the score very quickly on that first possession for the Dundee County Stratton Tigers. The Tigers are 8-1, just like Johnson Brock. They rolled right over most of the competition out here in southwest Nebraska. Corbin Horner is your quarterback with Diaz set behind him. Wide receiver Englott wide to the right. Horner turns, gives to Diaz. He's hit and dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe fell forward for a yard or so, but I don't think he got any more than that.
That looks like Rowan Benham broke up the play in the backfield with help from Jalen Barron's for the Eagles.
They got him right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Blaine Barron's alongside this afternoon here in Minkleman on second down and 10 for Dundee County Stratton. Empty backfield for Corbin Horner. Spread formation. Wide receivers to both sides of the field. He'll keep it himself and run up the middle. Flag,
flag.
Fly, whistle sound. That's usually going to be on your offense.
Flag on the play. It's going to be a false start on the Tigers.
False start will cost him 5 yards. That'll back him up and bring up second down and 15 yards to go. Our new line of scrimmage will be at the 22-yard line. Clock has stopped with 5:58 to play in the first quarter here at Dundee County Stratton. If you don't know where Benkelman is exactly, just look for Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska. We're right down there in the corner. Here we are. Second down and 15 yards to go from the 22-yard line. Corbin Horner alone in the backfield. He wants to run it right up the middle. He's got room. Broke into the open. On his feet, the 30. Broke another tackle. They can drag him down and now finally dropped at the 10-yard line. Corbin Horner carried would-be tacklers with him for more than 30 yards.
Yep, what an effort. Number 7, Horner, finally brought down by Jalen Barons for the Eagles. But, yeah, he carried several Eagles.
He carried them 30 yards from the first contact. All right, first and goal, Dundee County. They've got the ball at the 8-yard line of Johnson Brock down here threatening again. Horner with a snap. Gives off to his running back, Diaz. Diaz will go into the end zone standing up for the touchdown, and that will be an 8-yard run by Diaz to take it in for the TD, and boy, Dundee County is answering quickly. This score coming with 5:24 to play. A big, big run there by Horner. Set him up at the 8-yard line, and from there it didn't take long. How many plays on that drive?
Four.
Just four plays for... They started
53 yards, Randy, with most of them on that big run by Horner.
All right, here we go. The try for the 2-point conversion. Diaz sets to the left of Horner. Horner wants to throw the ball, has it complete out to the left side, and it's going to be complete to Ethan Latta. Latta makes the reception for the 2-point conversion, and the score goes 16-8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. That scoring drive took only four plays to go 53 yards. The big run by Corbin Horner took it down to the 8-yard line. Then Mariko Diaz carried it in from there from 8 yards out. The 2-point conversion was complete to Ethan Latta, and it's 16-8. Tigers on top, 5:24 to play in the first quarter. Horner set to kick the ball away for the Tigers. Here's his kick. This is a high end over ender. Going back after it and fielding the ball in the end zone.
Touchback
was Chase Van Winkle, so they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. We've got a flag down out here near the 30. Did you see what that was, Wayne?
I did not.
We'll wait for the official indication here as to what took place. The ball was caught in the end zone, right? Tenderly, they're bringing it out to the 15, but let's see what this flag is all about. Holding is the call. Okay, an illegal block on Johnson Brock.
That's a little odd on a touchback like that. But perhaps it happened right before the ball went into the end zone.
Yeah, we're going to say. So half the distance puts the football back to the 7.5-yard line.
Right. There we go, Eagles.
First and 10 from the 7.5, trailing 16-8. And what's been a track meet so far, both teams scoring on their first possession, and then the Tigers came right back and scored on their second possession somewhat with ease here against this Johnson Brock defense. Eagles with a long field in front of them, first and 10. They start at their own 7.5-yard line. Two wide receivers wide to the right. Perriott comes wide to the right, and a slot to the right is Van Winkle. The pass is complete out to Perriott here on the right side. He turns it upfield to 15, the 20. First down yardage to 25 and taken out of bounds across the 25. Out at the 26-yard line, it'll be a first and 10, Johnson Brock.
Tackled by Diaz. Some good blocking out front by Zach Hawley for the Eagles.
Well, so far, both defenses have been challenged here. The ball is going to be marked at the 26-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock. Sloan Pelican puts a receiver wide to the left side. I think that's Buckmeyer. Pelican in the shotgun on first and 10, calls his cadence. He has the snap, gives to Jalen Barons. Barons spins forward into the line, good for 2 to 3 yards. Want to take a moment to wish a happy birthday to Jana Gertis and Andy Buckmeyer today. They both are spending their birthday on the road, driving all the way out here to Benkelman. So happy birthday to Andy and Jana. that came by here earlier and said hello to us. Second down and 7 yards to go, Johnson Brock. Line of scrimmage is now at the 29-yard line of the Eagles. Sloan Pelican, your junior quarterback, splits Lane Buckmeyer wide to the left. He'll put Nick Perriott in a slot to the left with an empty backfield. Pelican has the snap. He sets in the pocket. He's got time. Throws the ball out complete to the left. Hit immediately as he catches the football. I think that was Van Winkle out there.
Van Winkle on the reception. Inglot with a nice play for the Tigers. Horner is in on the stop as well.
Boy, this is a swarming defense here on the part of Dundee County Stratton. I see why they are 8-1 on the year. This is a tough football team. We didn't get a chance to run through that starting lineup, but their left guard is 300 pounds. Their center, 270 pounds. Their right guard, he's a little guy. He's only 225 pounds.
Yeah, they got some tough guys up front, Randy.
And those are the same people that are lining up as nose tackle and the two guards here defensively. Big, big kids in the line for Dundee County. That looks like a college starting lineup there.
That's right.
That kind of size. You start talking 270 pounds. All right. Now they start the clock here. Somewhat of a delay. I don't know if there was an equipment problem or what they were dealing with.
Looked like a late substitution there for the Eagles.
4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 16-8. Tigers lead it. Wide to the right now comes Nick Perriott. Slot to the right is Van Winkle. Empty backfield for Pelican on 3rd down and 7. Pelican back to pass. There's the pressure. Downfield pass intercepted. Running to his right with it is Ethan Latta. Latta is going to be tackled and dropped at the 31-yard line. That pass was intended for Nick Perriott down here near the 35. And Latta got to it, made the interception, returns it down to the 31 is where they'll mark it. It'll be 1st and 10 at the 31 of Johnson Brock.
Yeah, that was a good play by the Tigers secondary. Looks like they're well coached, Randy.
All right, the football now is going to be marked.
We did have a flag on the play as well.
Now that 5-yard
penalty against the Eagles.
On top of the interception.
Looks like an inadvertent face mask.
Okay, inadvertent face mask. So now the ball is going to be spotted between the 26 and 27-yard line, about the 26-and-a-half. It's on the right side hash mark as the Tigers go from our right to left from south to north here in Binkelman. Corbin Horner is your quarterback. Inglot splits wide to the right side. In the backfield, Diaz sets just to the right of Horner. He's in the shotgun, has the snap, gives it off. No, keeps it himself after faking the handoff, tries to cut it back in. He's hit right at about the line of scrimmage. Horner might have got a yard, but I don't think any more.
Yeah, a couple Eagles down the stop. Looks like led by Leighton Behrens. Good job by the D-line there for Johnson Brock.
They got him right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll bring up 2nd down and 10 yards to go now. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast this afternoon, live from Binkelman, Nebraska, a long ways from Johnson Brock. Really glad to have Lane Behrens alongside me this afternoon.
Glad to be here. Thank you, Randy.
Beautiful day. All right. Horner in the backfield. He's in the shotgun. He sets 5 yards deep, puts Diaz in motion out to the left. He'll run it himself up the middle again with not a lot of success. Short gains. Got the football inside the 25, down around the 23. Give him 3 on the carry. Should be 3rd down and 7.
Pelican, Behrens, and Behrens on the stop. 3rd down. Tigers.
3rd down, 7 yards to go with the football at the 23-yard line of Johnson Brock. This is a big 3rd down play here for the Eagles. Don't want to go 2 scores down to this offense. Players all looking over here to Coach Mike Spargo to get the play. Now they put Latta wide to the right, Diaz wide to the left. It's a spread formation with an empty backfield for Corbin Horner. Diaz comes in motion from left to right, fake the handoff. Diaz runs out to the right side, keeping it himself as Horner. Horner's going to be stopped short of the 1st down, dropped around the 20-yard line. It's going to bring up 4th down and 3 yards to go.
Nice play by Jalen Behrens there to keep him short of the 1st down marker.
Well, you're out there in no man's land right now. A punt doesn't do you any good. It's out of field goal range unless they got a bigger kicker than I've seen out here. So, obvious situation to go after on 4th down and 3. We're going to have timeout taken on the field. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Believe it or not, out here at the end of October, the officials are extending this time out a little bit to keep the troops watered. When I left home this morning, I would have never dreamed I'd be working this game in a T-shirt out here. It says 62 degrees, but I tell you, we're in the bright sunshine out here next to the press box, out of the wind. Sure feels a lot warmer than 62 to me right now.
Yeah, I don't think the wind's even blowing anymore. Any of the play's almost perfectly still.
Big fourth down play. Fourth down and 3 yards to go. The ball just inside the 20. Corbin Horner in the shotgun with Diaz set to his right. Double tight end formation.
Flag.
Oh, my. A flag is thrown, and that might just back him up 5 yards. Illegal procedure. Big break there for Johnson Brock, because that makes a changes the complexion of this fourth down attempt a lot here. It was fourth and 3. Now it's going to be fourth down and 8, and the new line of scrimmage is just inside the 25. This could be a turning point early in the ball game. A minute 55 to play in the first quarter. 16-8, Johnson Brock trailing Dundee County Stratton. And the Tigers have fourth down and 8. Let's see what they do. They'll put a wide receiver to the right, Horner in the gun. Diaz sets to his left as the running back. The ends are in tight. Horner has the snap. He's back to pass. Wants to throw the football. Over the middle, the pass is going to be complete. Horner, the first down. He caught the ball. It was complete to Ethan Latta, but Latta is short of the first down by a couple of yards. Johnson Brock has held. The Eagles will take over on downs. They'll have the ball first and 10. What's the confusion about?
They're going to measure it.
Oh, I didn't think there was any question. What kind of a spot did he get here?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there, Randy. We'll see.
Oh, my. They're going to actually measure this? If this is a first down. Oh, he looks so well short of it.
He got it.
I don't know what to say. That's the most favorable spot.
The Tigers down to the 16-yard line.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. First and 10. Very favorable spot that the receiver caught the ball. Looked to be well short of it. I thought he was more than a yard short. First and 10. Well, there's a big turning point early in the ball game. First and 10, Dundee County. Line of scrimmage at the 16-yard line. Horner has the snap. Keeps it himself up the middle. Broke into the open. He fought his way down inside the 10-yard line. They'll mark it near the 10. Give him a gain of about 6. It'll bring up second down and 4.
Tackle made by Leighton Behrens there.
All I can do there is describe what I saw, and then we'll go from there, and we'll say no more about it. The ball was marked as first down yardage by about the length of the football. A minute 20 to play here in the first quarter. 16-8, Johnson Brock trailing. Dundee County down here threatening, though, once again, with second down and 4 at the 10-yard line. Horner, Corbin Horner, 185-pound senior signal caller, gives it off to Diaz. He tries to run to the right, a stiff arm, turns the corner. I believe he got in there, touchdown. The line of scrimmage was at the 10-yard line. So that will be a 10-yard run by Mariko Diaz for the touchdown. The score coming with 59 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and suddenly we've got a 22-8 lead for Dundee County as they get set to line up and go for two here. Plays and yards on that one?
That was a short 26-yard drive on 7 plays
after the interception. All right, here's the try for the two-point conversion. Horner throws out to the left, completes the ladder, and he'll get it in for the two-point conversion. Our score 24-8 now. Dundee County on top. We're back 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
welcome you back to Binkleman, Nebraska. It's time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. That scoring drive for the Tigers took 7 plays to go 26 yards after a pass interception set them up at the 26. It was a 10-yard touchdown run by Mariko Diaz, his second rushing touchdown of the afternoon. Latta caught the 2-point conversion pass, his second of the afternoon, and our score goes 24-8, Dundee County, with 59 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Corbin Horner has a tee to the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Perriott on the near side, Van Winkle on the far side, with the two men back deep to return it for Johnson Brock. Here's Horner's kick, an end-over-ender. Van Winkle fields the ball at the 3. He's to the 5, the 10, the 15. He's hit at the 20. And then, got away and then thrown down short of the 20. He actually gave up a couple of yards. His forward progress was out to the 20, but he tried to break it outside and ended up being tackled at the 18-yard line.
Good play by Shaw for the Tigers.
So they'll mark the football at the 18, and now Johnson Brock down by 2 scores here. Needs to put together some offense. They had the misfortune of getting intercepted on their last possession, and that interception gave the Tigers a short field just 26 yards out. Didn't take them long to put points up. 24-8 the score if you're just joining us. Johnson Brock trailing. Sloan Pelican takes the snap, keeps it, runs up the middle. He's across the 20, the 25, out to the 26. He'll have about 7 yards on the carry. Should bring up second down and a long 3 yards to go.
Ingrat and Kirchhoff in on the stop for the Tigers. Nice run by Pelican.
So the ball just across the 25, almost to the 26. It'll be second down and 3 yards to go. Clock down to 29 seconds to go here in the first quarter. They may get one more playoff before time expires and we move to second period. Down to 20 seconds. They're taking a long time in the huddle. Pelican breaks the huddle and brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Nick Perriott sets to the right as a wide receiver. Buck Meyer and Van Winkle wide left. Quarterback Sloan Pelican steps up under center for a minute. Now steps back. Waiting for the snap. Has the ball. He'll run it himself right up the middle. He's hit, spun down, and stopped short of the 30. That'll be the end of the quarter. After one quarter of play, Dundee County Stratton leading Johnson Brock 24-8. We'll take a 1 minute break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3.
Second quarter action. Sloan Pelican over the football, first and 10 at the 30-yard line. He has the snap. Throws a pass complete out wide to the right side. Receiver gets it forward out near the 34-yard line. There was a fumble there, but Johnson Brock got back on the football.
Yeah, heads-up play by Lane Benz, calling a loose ball, tackled by Diaz for the Tigers.
Be a gain of about 5. We're going to call a second down and a long 5 yards to go. Have to share with our listeners during the timeout, my buddy helping me out here, Blaine Behrens, he can't figure out what time it is.
No. It's confusing.
Keeps looking at his watch. We moved into the mountain time zone. And believe it or not, your pickups and everything change automatically.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I didn't know that. Second down, 5 yards to go from the 34-yard line. Pelican in the backfield with Behrens next to him.
Right.
We had a defender jumped off sides, and that'll help Johnson Brock's cause to the tune of 5 yards.
Looks like it's going to be a false start on the Eagles.
Oh, no. They're going to put it on the Eagles. My goodness, the entire Eagle bench was cheering over there as though they had an offsides, but they say someone moved for Johnson Brock, so it goes 5 yards against the good guys. Puts the ball back to the 29-yard line. We try very hard to walk the middle of the fence here on all of our broadcasts, but when we get 300-plus miles from home, it's pretty pretty obvious who we're working the game for here. Second down and a long 10 to go. The ball just inside the 30 for Sloan Pelican and company. Second and long. Pelican has the snap. He gives it to Behrens. Up the middle, Jalen Behrens running tough. Got about 5 yards on the carry. And he's got the football just short of the 25-yard line. It'll be third down.
5 yards.
And 5 yards to go.
Nice tackle by Rogers for the Tigers.
All right, what happened there? We had a 5-yard penalty that put it back to, okay, that put it back to second and 10. Then we got five back, so now we're third and five.
Yep, we're right on now.
Ball is just shy of the 35-yard line, right between the hash marks. Johnson Brock is moving from our right to left. Eagles in their red pants, white jerseys with red numerals this afternoon. Sloan Pelican comes out in a spread formation. Two wide receivers right, one wide to the left. Now we've got a timeout taken by Johnson Rock. 10:22 to play first half. The Eagles trail 24-8. We're back in 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Bankelman, Nebraska. Randy Gatula, Blaine Behrens with you this afternoon. The first half of a football doubleheader coming up later tonight. It'll be the Mount City Panthers in Oregon, Missouri, taking on South Holt. Lucas Freshel will have the call for you on that one. A 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff, live from Oregon, Missouri. 8-man playoffs coming up after this one. Pelican takes a snap. He's back to pass. Sets over the middle. Pass is going to be complete at the 35, down to the 31-yard line, making the receiver. Reception was Nick Perriott. Boy, that was a strike right over the middle, and that was a rifle shot, too.
That was a much-needed nice first-down passing catch from Pelican to Perriott, brought down by Lotta for the Tigers.
Boy, he fired a bullet at Nick Perriott. Perriott gathered that puppy in and put it away before he was tackled. First and 10, Johnson Brock. Eagles trailing 24-8. Need to score on this possession. They come over the ball again. Behrens sets in the backfield. Back there with Sloan Pelican. Has a snap. They give to Behrens. He runs to the right. Behrens has got room. He's at the 25, the 20, inside the 20. First and 10, Johnson Brock inside the 20-yard line for Jalen Behrens.
Nice run there by Behrens, brought down by Rogers from the Tigers.
Jalen Behrens, a senior running back, came into this game with 125 carries, 883 yards, averaging 6.7 yards per carry. Behrens beat his average there by a whole bunch. The football is now inside the 20 at the 18-yard line, first and 10. That's Lane Buckmeyer, the wide receiver to the right. The ends are set in tight. Perriott on the left side. Behrens in the backfield. Fake to Behrens, keeping it as Pelican. Pelican tries to run outside to the right for short yardage. He's got it down near the 15-yard line. Looks to have a gain of about 3 on the carry.
Tough run by Pelican, but I'll tell you what, Randy, number 17, Jackson Kershaw, is a load in the middle there for the Tigers.
205-pound junior, left defensive end. They got some big kids. Jackson Kershaw plays offensive guard on offense. Defensive end here, or defensive tackle, I guess they call that.
He's tough.
Second down, 7 yards to go from the 15-yard line. The ball on the right side, hash mark. Buckmeyer comes wide to the left side of the field, wide to the right goes Van Winkle and Perriott. It's a spread formation, empty backfield for Pelican. Handoff, inside handoff coming back left to right. Is that Behrens on the carry?
Van Winkle.
Van Winkle. All right, Van Winkle has it inside the 10. He was set in a slot to the right, came in motion right to left, took the handoff and got down to the 9-yard line. It'll bring up second down and about a yard to go.
Chased down by Englott and Diaz for the Tigers.
Third down and one to go. Third and one. I was looking at the down marker instead of what I knew it was. It's really third down. The ball is at the 9-yard line, third and a yard to go. Pelican with Behrens to his left in the backfield. Double tight end formation on third and one. Waiting for the snap. He has it. Pelican will run it himself up the middle. He's hit it about the line, and then on second effort, I believe he's going to get it.
He should get it.
He had to give that second effort to dive over the top of the tacklers after the initial contact. And if he got any spot at all, it's going to be a first and 10.
cornering on the stop for the Tigers. First down, Eagles.
I'm amazed they had to even hesitate.
Hey, we'll take it.
I'm a little gun-shy right now. It's going to take me a while.
You know, that's the exact same angle that we had earlier.
I know. It's going to take me a while to get over that last spot. The football is marked at the 8-yard line. It's first and goal at the 8. That's Lane Buckmeyer wide to the right. Double tight end formation. Pelican. With Behrens to his right, takes the snap, gives to Behrens running to the left. Behrens is down near the 5-yard line. Stopped at about the 5. He's going to get a gain of about 3 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and goal from the 5.
Ethan Lara and Diaz in on the stop for the Tigers.
Ball is inside the 6, just outside the 5. So second down and a long 5 yards to go for the touchdown. Second and goal. The clock, meanwhile, 7:34 to play here in the second period. 24-8, Johnson Brock trailing. Eagles trying to pull closer here as Pelican on second and goal. Waits for his snap. Calls the signals. Has the snap. He wants to throw the football. He's got time. Throws it out to the right. The pass falls incomplete. I believe a defender may have hit his arm there before he let go, but he was looking for Lane Buckmeyer out on the right side, but the pass falls short, and it's going to bring up third down and goal. The ball near the 6-yard line.
Yeah, Kershaw in on some pressure and Englott in on the coverage for the Tigers. Those two guys are everywhere right now.
So, the football at the 6-yard line, third down and goal. Huge downs coming up here. Perriott, wide right, slot right, Van Winkle. Wide to the near side comes Buckmeyer. Empty backfield with the snap. Pelican wants to throw over the middle. Pass is going to be incomplete, went right through the hands of the intended receiver. I thought for a minute we had a catch in the end zone there.
Looked good from here.
Not able to gather it in was Chase Van Winkle, and now Johnson Brock down to their fourth strike here. They had the ball first and goal at the 8, ran it down to the 6, then a pair of incomplete passes, and now it's fourth and goal, and they're trailing 24-8 with 7:13 to play. This is critical. You cannot, against a team like this, you cannot miss these kind of scoring opportunities. Here we go. Big play. Fourth and goal at the 6. Pelican all alone in the backfield. Timeout taken on the field by Johnson Brock. We're going to step aside. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Live from Binkelman, Nebraska, you're enjoying Johnson Brock football on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3.
Coach Mitch Roberts didn't like the way things were lining up here for this fourth down attempt at scoring. Johnson Brock coming out of the timeout has the football spotted just inside the left hash mark as they go from our right to left here at the 6-yard line. It's fourth down and goal. To set the stage for you, the Eagles are trailing 24-8. There are 7 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half, and Johnson Brock has not yet demonstrated that they can stop this Dundee County offense. All right, it all comes down to here. Fourth down and goal from the 6. Pelican trips to the left this time. Calling the starting count, Sloan Pelican. He has a snap. He wants to throw the football. Goes into the corner of the end zone. The pass is incomplete. It looked like it was caught. The defender came up and knocked the ball loose. Looked for all the world like Johnson Brock had a touchdown out there to Nick Perriott. Before Perriott could put the ball away, the defender came up and popped it loose and knocked it away.
So close, Randy. Let's give credit to number 9, Ethan Latta, again. He's a freshman, but he is making some plays
That's
out there.
One of the best defensive plays I've seen by a defensive back in high school this year. Nick Perriott is normally pretty sure-handed and it's going to put that away. Latta came running up and slapped the ball out of his hands before he could put it away in the end zone. Incomplete. First and 10, Dundee County at their own 6-yard line. Corbin Horner runs the ball into the middle. Not going to get a lot of running room. 2 or 3 yards. He's out to about the 9-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and 7.
Zach Holley in on the stop for the Eagles.
Boy, a big, big opportunity got away there. Johnson Brock had the ball first and goal at the 8-yard line and came away empty-handed. 6:45 to play in the first half here in Binkelman, Dundee County Stratton High School. 24-8 your score. Johnson Brock trailing. Not sure what the delay is here, Blaine. The official holding up play for whatever reason. And now we're ready to go. Corbin Horner brings the Tigers over the football with a single setback. Diaz gives off to Diaz. Diaz broke into the open. He got running room for first down yardage across the 15.
Brought down by Perry for the Eagles, but not before he gets the first down.
Well, now this time he may have not gotten, okay. For a minute, he wasn't going to get a fair shake through, but they're not going to measure it. They'll call this one. It was pretty close. So it'll be first and 10 at the 16-yard line. 6 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the second quarter. Dundee County with the football. The Tigers over it, first and 10. Horner, the senior signal caller, has a snap. He wants to keep it himself this time, out to the left. Broke into the open. He'll get about 10 yards on the carry. Should be enough for another first down. He appears to have the ball across the 26-yard line.
Yep, he's carrying the Eagles again, Randy. He is a strong runner. Barrett and Van Winkle rode along for a little bit, but finally brought him down.
He came into this game with 97 carries for 1,153 yards. Think about it. Oh, I'm sorry, that's passing. He had 32 carries, but he's averaging 13.8 yards.
That makes sense the way he's running.
Here we go.
Wow.
First down and 10 at the 27-yard line. Corbin Horner has a single setback, as always. Diaz setting to his left in the backfield. A wide receiver to the near side. Fake the handoff. He wants to throw down the right sideline, looking for Latta. Latta has the reception at the 20-yard line. He was well covered. This freshman, 135-pound freshman, is quite an athlete.
He's a player. Brought down by Buckmeyer. First to 10.
He was well covered. The defenders were there with him, but that's just a case of a perfectly thrown pass and a perfect reception by the freshman, Ethan Latta. First and 10 at the 20-yard line on the right hash mark. They snap the ball back to Horner. Horner runs it up the middle. He'll get a couple of yards. He's inside the 20. Looks down to be near around the 18-yard line. We'll give him a gain of two. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go. 5 minutes to play here now in the first half. 24-8, Dundee County leading Johnson Brock. Moments hesitation here from the officials. Long discussion taking place. Coach Mike Spargo shouting instructions to his quarterback, calling in the play. Second down and 8 from inside the 20-yard line near the 18 is where they mark it. Quarterback corner with Diaz back there. Double tight ends. Latta in motion. Hand the ball off to Latta. He's going to try to turn the corner, and he'll be dropped right at about the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit that time by Johnson Brock.
Yeah, Nick Perry with a fine play over there on the right side for the Eagles.
Latta only weighs 135 pounds, and Perry had made pretty fast work of him over there on the sideline. No gain on the play. Third down and 8 yards to go. The ball is spotted just inside the 20, between the 19 and the 18 is where they mark it. Third down and 8. Down to the 4-minute mark now here in the first half. Beautiful afternoon for football in Benkelman, Nebraska. Temperature in the low to mid 60s. Light breeze out of the southwest. Bright sunshine, not a cloud in the sky. Corbin Horner in the backfield next to Diaz waiting for the snap. He has it. Keeps it himself. He runs to the right side. He's at the 15. He's at 10, the 5, and he'll take it into the touchdown. That will be an 18-yard run on a quarterback keeper by Horner. And that extends the lead here for Dundee County up to 30-8 now. Score coming with 3:39 to play here in the second quarter. And that's the first score of the second period. An 8 play. How many yards we got there?
75. They took over on downs.
That's right. That's right.
It's quite a drive.
All right. They'll line up to go for two here. Leading 30-8 with 3:39 to go in the first half. Horner calling his cadence. He's got the ball. He wants to throw the ball. Going to hang it up in the end zone, and the pass is going to be complete for the 2-point conversion. Trying to see who caught that out there. That's going to be
15, Alan Englott.
Yeah, Englott makes a reception. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Benkelman. 3:39 to play here in the first half. Our score 32-8 now. Dundee County leading. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That drive, 8 plays, 75 yards. After that, Johnson-Brock drive stalled just outside the 5. Corbin Horner, an 18-yard run for the TD. The pass to Alec Inglot for the 2-point conversion. It's 32-8. Dundee County with the lead. Horner has a tee at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Here's the kickoff. Backing up to field it, I believe it's Van Winkle. He's at the 5, the 10. Van Winkle to the 15. He's out to the 20. Still on his feet, across the 25, and then taken out just shy of the 30. Near the 29-yard line, Chase Van Winkle on the return. It'll be 1st and 10, Johnson Brock, working from their own 29-yard line.
Inglot in on the stop of the Tigers. Let's see if the Eagles can put a drive together here.
Don't count Johnson Brock out of this thing just yet. 3:30 to go. We're in the first half. There's still a lot of football to be played here this afternoon. It is 32-8. They need pretty desperately to put some points on the board before halftime if
That's
they
right.
could. Quarterback is Pelican, as he has been all afternoon. To the near side comes Lane Buckmeyer as the wide receiver. Behrens is the running back, and now we're going to have flags fly and whistles sound before the ball is snapped, and that's going to be a procedure penalty against the Eagles. Johnson Brock just kind of seems a little bit out of joint, disjointed here offensively. They've had some miscues on plays like that. They've had to use a couple of timeouts when they weren't lined up correctly. First down and 15 now at the 24-yard line. Pelican with Buckmeyer to the left, set wide. Behrens is the running back, tight ends on both sides. Pelican has the snap, sets up. He's got time, throws the ball. He's going to be deflected and knocked down. 75, got a hand on it.
Derek Knopfinger with a good play for the Tigers.
Got a hand up there and batted the ball down. So now it'll be second down and 15 yards to go.
Yeah, I'm going to say old Jackson Kershaw again, Randy. He's in the mix almost every play in the D.
Want to be sure and say thanks to Tim Rotelli, the athletic director, activities director here at Dundee County Stratton, for the wonderful hospitality he's extended to us this afternoon. And not only that, but our pregame preparation during the week leading up to it. Great people to work with out here. They helped us any way they could. Second down and 15 now at the 24-yard line. Back to pass is Pelican. Pelican in trouble. Oh, a little Patrick Mahomes flipped forward. Helmet came off. Making the catch was Jalen Behrens, and that looked like a Patrick Mahomes play there. He was about to get hammered and flipped a little underhanded toss to Jalen Behrens. Behrens made the catch but was tackled immediately at the 25-yard line after a gain of a couple. It'll bring up third down and 13.
Kershaw with a nice tackle, but he went pretty high there and took his helmet right off. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, removed his helmet. Great. You got to credit Sloan Pelican for just getting rid of the football. He had defenders breathing down his neck. All right. It's going to be third down and long here. Third and about 14 yards to go. Sloan Pelican, passing situation, trips to his right. Pelican, here comes the pressure. He's going to be hit and dropped and sacked for a loss back at the 15-yard line. Sloan Pelican didn't have a chance there. Two defenders came in on him before he could even set up.
Diaz and Kershaw again for the Tigers.
Loss on the play puts the football all the way back to the 15-yard line, and now it's going to be fourth down and 25, punting situation for Johnson Brock with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first half. 32-8, the Eagles trailing.
Who we got back deep to return this? Is that Latta?
I'm going to guess it might be Latta, the way it looks.
Pelican will kick the football. He'll stand at his own 3-yard line to wait for the snap from center. High snap. He goes up and gets it. Got the punt out of there. A high spiral. Bounces at the 35, inside the 30. Picked up at the 25-yard line by Latta. And Latta's dropped at the 30 after a return of about 4 yards. And, boy, that was a dangerous thing for the freshman return man to be doing there.
Yeah, he picked it up. He got a couple yards out of it, but he maybe would have been better off just letting her bounce.
He's looking over to Coach and saying, yeah, I didn't do better than that, but I did get away with it, Coach.
Nice play by Van Winkle for the Eagles to bring him down at the 30.
So now Johnson Brock, with a minute 42 showing in the first half, has to try not to give up any more points here in this first half, already down by 3 scores, 32-8. The ball is at the 30-yard line, first and 10 for Dundee County Stratton. Corbin Horner puts Latta in a slot to the left as a receiver, has the snap. Horner gives to Diaz as running back, and Diaz dives forward for about 3, out across the 30, near the 33-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. It'll bring up second down and 7 yards to go for the Tigers.
Stripped up by Rowan Benham in the middle for the Eagles.
Spot the ball on the right side hash mark. Tigers go from our left to right at their own 33-yard line on second down and 7. Horner in the backfield with Diaz set to his left. Horner keeps it himself. Hit in the backfield, broke a tackle, and managed to fight forward and get a gain of a couple. Looked for all the world like they were going to have Horner drop for a loss there, and he ends up turning it into a gain of 2.
He just keeps going, Randy. Brought down by Zach Hawley for Johnson Brock.
Corbin Horner is a 185-pound senior Mr. Everything for these Tigers. All you got to do is look at their stat lines and see he's involved in everything. Third down, 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 36. Horner keeps it himself. Running left. Broke tackles. First down yardage. Across midfield. Into Johnson Brock territory. Ball bounces out. Johnson Brock's on it. I think it was a fumble. Let's see what they're going to say here.
Marking it.
Johnson Brock got the fumble. Who recovered it?
Lane Buckmeyer. First down Eagles.
Breath there for Johnson Brock at the 33-yard line. He tried to fight for that extra yardage. The ball got away. It popped out. Johnson Brock gets the ball back. They have 38 seconds left with which to work. Not much time to do anything, but more importantly, they stopped the other team from scoring here.
Huge break there.
First down and 10 Eagles at their own 33-yard line with 38 seconds to play in the first half. Pelican wants to throw deep. Has the time. Now he's going to throw down the right sideline. There's the receiver, Van Winkle, and the pass broken up. Double coverage on Van Winkle down near the 10-yard line. They had him well covered. The ball was well thrown. It was there. It was just a good defensive effort on the part of the Tigers that prevented the completion.
Guess who? Latta.
Yeah.
There he is again, that freshman.
That young man's got a bright future. He's only 135 pounds, but he's a little athlete. Got up there on the defensive end of things and batted the ball away. Second down and 10. The clock stops with 29 seconds to play in the first half. The line of scrimmage is at the 33-yard line. Sloan Pelican on second down and 10. Trips. Light spread set. Now we got an offsides call and a go against the Tigers. They lined up offsides, apparently, in the neutral zone. One of the defensive linemen would beg to differ. Paraphrasing now, he turned and said, "Oh my goodness, Mr. Official, are you certain?" To which the referee nodded his head and marked all 5 yards.
Eagles will take it.
Second down and 5. The new line of scrimmage is at the 38-yard line of Johnson Brock. Sloan Pelican, calling his cadence, has the snap. Pelican back to pass. Again throwing deep. This time it's overthrown. Intercepted by Latta at the 10. He comes to the right side, the 15, the 20. Taking out of bounds near the 23-yard line. 19 seconds left on the clock. That pass was off the mark. Latta was the only one near an opportunity to catch that. Got a nice return coming to the right side with it. And they'll spot the football at about the 23-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Now, for the Tigers, with 19.9 seconds showing on the clock in the first half, our score 32-8, Tigers leading Johnson Brock here in Benkelman. I think they're just going to take a knee and run it out. They're not going to try and do anything. So the rest of the time will expire. They won't have to run another play. And at the half,
The Tigers of Dundee County Stratton are leading the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Your halftime score, Tigers 32 and Eagles 8. We're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime report. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Today's halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcommunitycollege.edu. Here's Randy.
All right. Well, the Johnson-Brock Eagles, it would be an understatement here. They got into a buzzsaw in the first half of this one. This Dundee County Stratton team is the real deal. Dundee County Stratton scored with the first 2 minutes of the game in their first possession. At the 10:22 mark of the first quarter, Corbin Horner, on a quarterback keeper, scored on a 32-yard run that capped a five-play, 50-yard drive. Rico Diaz carried in for the two-point conversion, and we hadn't even played 2 minutes, 10:22 to go in the first quarter, and the Tigers were up 8-0. Johnson-Brock did answer at the 6:39 mark, still in the first quarter. Sloan Pelican completed a 2-yard touchdown pass to Jalen Behrens that capped a 9-play, 53-yard drive. The two-point conversion pass was complete to Lane Buckmeyer, and that tied the score at 8. But from there on out, it was pretty much all Tigers. They put together 3 more touchdown drives. One was a 4-play, 53-yard drive. It was capped by an 8-yard run by Horner. And then Ethan Lotta caught the 2-point conversion, made it 16-8. At the 59-second mark of the first quarter, a 10-yard run again by Diaz. Diaz carried in for the 2-point conversion. And the 7-play, 26-yard drive plus the 2-point conversion catch by Lotta made it 24-8. Then with just 3:39 to play in the second quarter, another score by Dundee County Stratton after stopping Johnson-Brock. The Eagles had the ball first and goal at the 8-yard line in 4 tries. They turned it over at the 5. From that point, it only took the Tigers 8 plays to go 75 yards and put up another 8, and that made our score 32-8 with 3:39 to go in the first half, and that's where we stand at halftime. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. I want to remind you, this is the first half of a football doubleheader that we have for you.
this afternoon and this evening here on Sunny 101.3. Coming up tonight, we'll have Missouri eight-man football. What are we, 8 or 10 miles from the Colorado border out here? And a little later, we'll be moving to Missouri. Over in Oregon tonight, the Mount City Panthers are taking on the South Holt Knights. Lucas Freshel will have the call for you on that one. Pre-game is scheduled for 6:30. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. That's later tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout. Then we're going to update you with our latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes of important information, and we'll be back with more of our halftime. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
An extra 20% of your annual pay is waiting for you at Fast Global Solutions. Jump in and work for a 100% employee-owned company where they will contribute 20% of your annual pay to your own ESOP retirement account. Apply now at work@fast.com. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies tonight with lows around 35. Southeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 66. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 40. Cloudy skies Sunday. Decreasing clouds by Monday. Mid-60s Sunday. Upper 60s by Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340. For a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Binkelman. It's halftime. The Dundee County Stratton Tigers leading your Johnson Brock Eagles 32-8, our halftime score. And Lane, it's a busy weekend of high school sports around the Sunny 101.3 listening area. Lots of football action coming up later this evening. We've already mentioned our second half of our doubleheader coming up here on Sunny 101.3 over in Missouri. It'll be the Mount City Panthers traveling to Oregon to take on South Hope. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff live here on Sunny 101.3. In 11-man action, the Auburn Bulldogs are at Ashland Greenwood tonight. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. I don't know of any radio coverage for that, but I do have a buddy up there. I know that Ashland Greenwood, they have a website they put up, and they do a webcast play-by-play. So I'm sure if Auburn listeners, if you go to the Ashland Greenwood homepage, you'll probably be able to find that website and be able to catch their webcast play-by-play as the Bulldogs take on Ashland Greenwood. In six-man football in our listening area, Sterling is on the road. They're playing at Shelton. That game's set to kick off at 7 o'clock this evening. Pawnee City is in the hunt. They kick off at 5:30. They're at home tonight as they host the Stewart Broncos. So if you're in the Pawnee County area, why not make it down to Pawnee City and catch some six-man playoff action? That starts in just a little under an hour at 5:30. That'll be the Stewart Broncos and Pawnee City. Then tomorrow, volleyball action takes center spotlight. The Johnson Brock girls will be on the road. They're taking on, let me think here, they're playing now. It's going to be at Shickley, BDS. That's right. They're playing
it.
BDS at Shickley. Johnson Brock taking on BDS. That is a 4 o'clock first serve tomorrow afternoon. Imagine a lot of folks after this one will be staying out here and just stopping off at Shickley on their way home instead of driving down and turning around and coming back. Also, tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, Diller Odell will be at home. They'll be hosting Exeter Milligan and the Sacred Heart Irish girls. Now, they are playing Hay Springs. Fortunately, they're not traveling to Hay Springs. Hay Springs is clear out 20 miles from Shadron. They're going to meet halfway and play at Litchfield. That is a 3 o'clock first serve. So Sacred Heart and Hay Springs at 3 o'clock. Diller Odell, Exeter Milligan at 4 o'clock. And Johnson Brock at Shickley taking on Bruning Davenport Shickley at 4 o'clock. And we want to wish best of luck to all of the volleyball teams in our Sunny 101.3 listening area. We'd like nothing more than to be able to head up to Lincoln next week and cover some state tournament volleyball. We wish all the young ladies the very best as they compete coming up here tomorrow. We've got time to step aside for another two-minute timeout. It's halftime here at Binkelman. Dundee County Stratton leading Johnson Brock 32-8, our halftime score. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back, folks. Today's halftime recap show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
And color commentary presented by State Farm Insurance in Auburn.
Thank you, Randy.
And Tecumseh, right?
That's right.
Oh, he's everywhere. Blaine Barron's helping us out here this afternoon. Blaine, we appreciate having you alongside. I know it's tough to sit still in your chair when you've got nephews playing and sons playing out there and a lot of action going on, but we appreciate your being here and helping us. We also want to be sure and say thanks to Tyler Perriott. He's running a video camera for us here tonight. And we're trying to shoot high-resolution video of this game, and we're feeding our audio into the camera, and hopefully we'll be able to put together a couple of nice little highlights for the kids of a win if we can get this thing turned around. Again, we want to mention one more time our friends at Highland Community College down in Highland, Kansas. Their slogan, they're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more all about them at highlandcc.edu. We want to thank them for their continued support throughout this entire football season, as well as our friends at Peru State College presenting the game of the week. And, of course, all of those scoring drive recaps brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. We've got time for one more 60-second timeout. We'll take a one-minute break here. We're going to send it back to Logan Carpenter at the Sunny Studios for 1 minute here on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas and Tecumseh, Nebraska are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing. Housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're back in front of the music speakers here at Finkelman. They have fired up the big PA system. There's a giant speaker about 10 feet to my left that just about covers us up here. Fortunately, they turned that puppy off when the game starts, but they're entertaining us with a little bit of music. It's halftime. Our score 32-8. Dundee County Stratton leading the Johnson Buck Eagles. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Blaine Barron's on our color commentary this afternoon. And Tyler Perriott is our cameraman shooting the video for us here. We're not streaming yet, but we are recording the game and putting together a nice little video of the football game. As has been the case all afternoon, Corbin Horner will tee the football up at the 30-yard line to kick it away. Chase Van Winkle waits on the left. On the right is Nick Perriott to return it. Horner set to come forward. His team up 32-8. Here's the kick. It's an end-over-ender. Van Winkle fields the ball at the 5. He's to the 10, straight up the middle of the 15. He's across the 20. Hit there and dropped near the 21 or 22-yard line. And that's where Johnson Brock will begin their first possession of the second half. They'll have it first and 10 at the 21-yard line.
Nice coverage on a play by Inglot for the Tigers.
All right, first and 10. Let's see what Coach Mitch Roberts conjured up in that big team meeting they held down here in the north end zone at halftime. It's first and 10.
To the right comes Nick Perry at split out. In a slot to the right is Lane Buckmeyer. Wide to the left is Van Winkle. Empty backfield for Sloan Pelican. Pelican puts Van Winkle in motion. Gives the ball to Van Winkle. He comes around the corner. He's going to be hit and dropped right near the line of scrimmage. Not much of a gain at all. Great pursuit there on the part of the Tigers.
Looks like Ingla and Kershaw once again for the Tigers picking up where they left off.
Well, it's easy to see how this Tiger team has gone 8-1 out here in Southwest Nebraska. If you look at their season record, they've pretty much dominated all the competition in this part of the state. It's second down and 10 yards to go. This time, two receivers to the wide side, to the left. The ball is on the right side hash mark. Pelican has the snap. Throws a pass complete. Out to the left side to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer is hit after he gets the ball out near the 25-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 4 on the reception. It's going to bring up second down and a long 6 yards to go for the Eagles.
Rogers and Kershaw in on the stop for the Tigers.
I can't stress enough how important a first down is here for Johnson Brock. You're trailing 32-8. You want to come out in this first possession of the second half and move the ball effectively, hopefully scoring on this drive. Third down and a long 6 to go. The line of scrimmage just across the 25 of Johnson Brock. Pelican sets 3 receivers, trips to his right this time. He's all alone in the backfield. Defenders jumped across the line. I believe this is going to be offsides on the defense. And that'll be a 5-yard penalty. And now instead of 3rd down and 6, it's going to be more like 3rd and a long 1 here.
That helps, Randy. That's good for the Eagles right there.
Well, it sure changes your options of what you can run for a play here, that's for sure. 3rd down and 1. The ball just across the 31-yard line. It's on the left side hash mark. The wide side of the field is to the right. Johnson Brock goes from north to south, from our left to right. Pelican waits for the snap. He's got the ball. Pump fake. Now in trouble. Now runs with it.
1st down.
Forward. He's close to the 1st down. I think he's got it, but I've learned to be a little skeptical here on the spot.
Yep, they're moving him. Diaz okay. On the stop, but not before Pelican gets the Eagle 1st down.
All right, so the ball moves out to the 32-yard line where it'll be 1st down and 10. 10 minutes, 18 seconds to play in the 3rd quarter.
I'm glad he didn't throw that ball, Randy. He looked to the right. He read his defense well there. Otherwise, that was an interception if he would have let go.
Well defended. Even if he'd have caught it, there wouldn't have been any gain over here. 1st down and 10 from the 32-yard line for Sloan Pelican and his offense. Give it to Behrens up the middle. Jalen Behrens, the senior running back, dives across the 35 out near the 37-yard line.
Tripped up by big number 75, Derek Nofsinger for the Tigers.
Jalen Behrens, Lane Buckmeyer, Nick Perriott, all seniors out there in that offensive starting lineup. The majority of the rest of them are all juniors on the field. 2nd down and 7 yards to go with the ball just across the 35. People jumping around. Pelican has the snap, gives to Behrens again. Jalen Behrens running tough.
That might be a 1st down.
And he's close. I think they're going to mark him just short. He's across midfield. He's into Tiger territory. Very close. Don't think they're going to bring the sticks in, though. They're going to call a 2nd down and a foot.
Here we go. Hurry up offense.
3rd down, rather. 3rd down and a foot. Pelican in the gun on 3rd and less than a foot. Keeps the snap. He'll have the 1st down. Now runs off to his left. He's going to get about 5 yards down to the 30-yard line.
Nice run by Pelican, brought down by Rogers. Eagles got some momentum here, Randy. Let's see what we can do.
Well, Johnson Brock is running the football well. The problem is that kind of a drive takes up an awful lot of clock. We're down to 9:02 here in this 3rd quarter. Johnson Brock has now moved the ball down to the 30-yard line. Where did this drive begin? Started at the 22 or so.
You got it, right at the 22-yard line.
Not bad for an old guy to remember that.
Good job.
Just outside the 30, 1st down and 10. Johnson Brock with the football. Sloan Pelican calling his cadence. He has a snap. He gives to Behrens. Behrens into the middle. Boy, the center, that's tough running up against that defensive line. Big guys in there, 300 pounds, 270 pounds, but got a gain of about 3.
Yeah, he falls forward nicely. Number 3, Ingolot, had him by the shoelaces and also tackled by number 75, Derek Nofsinger for the Tigers.
Pretty tough sledding up the middle against this defensive front 3 for the Dundee County Stratton Tigers. 2nd down, 7 yards to go. The ball is at the 28-yard line of Dundee County. As Pelican gets set to take the snap, he's got it. He's going to throw the ball. Sets in the pocket. Now he's in trouble. They flush him out of the pocket. He runs to the left side, taken out about short of the 1st down marker. They knocked him out of bounds inside the 25, around the 23-yard line. That's where they're going to mark it. It's going to bring up third down and about 3 yards to go.
Another good decision by Pelican to tuck and run. Run out of bounds by Kershaw and Diaz for the Tigers.
Third down and three. The line of scrimmage at the 23-yard line. The ball actually just outside the 23. It's on the left side hash mark. Wide side of the field is to Sloan Pelican's right. That's the near side from our broadcast point. Buckmeyer splits wide to the right to the near side on third down and three. Pelican waits for the snap from Rowan Benham. He has the snap. Pelican wants to throw. Rolls right. Pass is going to be complete for first down yardage. Making the reception is Chase Van Winkle, and he'll have the first down. He's got the ball down to the 15-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Brock.
Nice play. Eagles run out of bounds by Latta for the Tigers.
Eagles score here and can get a stop. This is a whole new ballgame.
That'd just be wonderful, Randy. Let's hope that comes true.
Ball just outside the 15 is where they mark it. First and 10. It's on the right hash mark now with the wide side to the far side of the field. Double tight end formation for the Eagles. Pelican gives to Behrens. He runs off the left guard. Not much there, maybe a yard or so. Pretty tough running off the left side. He's going against Nosslinger, who weighs 300 pounds, and Fosso, that weighs 270 over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a combined 700 pounds brought him down there. So we'll just leave it at that.
These are big men that are lining up on that defensive side of the wall for the Tigers. Give him a gain of a yard on the play and put the ball right at the 20 or at the 15-yard line now. Second down and 9 yards to go at the 15. Eagles need desperately to get points out of this drive. 7:35 to play here in the third quarter. Buckmeyer in motion. Looks for Buckmeyer. Now looking to the corner. Throws the ball to the right side. It's nearly intercepted at the goal line. Latta had his hands on it. I think the defender running toward him, the two were concerned about a head-on collision, and they both pulled their arms in, and neither one of them caught the football. But lucky break there that Johnson Brock didn't get an interception.
Let's say thank you and move on.
Yep, it's going to bring up third down now. And 9 yards to go. The ball just inside the 15-yard line. Keep in mind, earlier, Johnson Brock had first and goal at the 8 and came away empty-handed. Now they face third and 9 from just inside the 15. Trips to the left. Spread set offensively for Johnson Brock. Pelican with the snap. Pelican looking out to the left side. Pass is going to be caught complete. Stop short of the first down. That's Van Winkle, and he's got it down to about the 10. He'll have a gain of 5 on the reception. It's going to bring up fourth down and 5 from the 10.
Tough tackling by Kershaw and Horner for the Tigers.
Clock at the 7-minute mark here in the third quarter. 32-8. Johnson Brock trailing by 3 scores. It's fourth down and 5 at the 10-yard line. An imperative that they get a first down here. Quarterback Sloan Pelican with 2 receivers to the right. In motion comes Van Winkle from left to right. Now he sets in a slot. Pelican rolls right. He's in trouble. He'll be sacked and dropped for a loss. Back out to the 13-yard line.
Kershaw in on the stop. Looked like he brought him down up high, but there's no flag. Tigers will take over.
Tough, tough play there on fourth down. They turn it over on downs, and that's twice this afternoon. Johnson Brock has gotten down into the red zone, deep into Tiger territory, only to be turned away on a fourth down play. So now that Eagle defense needs to dig in and get a stop here. 32-8 the score, 6:35 to go third quarter. Horner, pump fake, going down the right sideline. He's got a receiver behind the coverage. The pass just overthrown and falls incomplete over on the far side, intended for Ethan Latta.
Nice coverage by Van Winkle for the Eagles, step for step with Latta.
Don't forget, second half of our doubleheader coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, the kickoff from Oregon, Missouri. It'll be Missouri eight-man football, our friends across the river, Mountain City Panthers and the South Holt Knights. Here we go, second down and 10, keeping the ball this corner, runs it right up the middle. Horner's going to get about 5 yards, it appears. He stopped short of the 20-yard line. Oh, they're going to give him 6. It'll be 3rd and 4.
That was a good run. You know, he didn't have much room. Behrens and Buckmeyer got him early, but he still drug him a couple yards.
Well, we talked with the coaches, and we looked at the stat sheets, and I'll tell you, Corbin Horner is everything he was billed to be. And then
Yep, he's a strong runner.
Third down, 3 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 20-yard line. Horner in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He'll run it himself again. Off the right side. Dives forward. He'll have a first down. He's got the ball out just shy of the 25-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Dundee County Stratton.
Again, on that play, Randy Benham breaks it up in the backfield, but it takes another three or four Eagles to get him down.
Folks get confused when they hear Dundee County Stratton, thinking that means Dundee County High School at Stratton. That's not it at all. Dundee County High School is here in Benkelman, and they consolidated with Stratton, which is about 18 miles up the road to the northwest here toward McCook, and it's called Dundee County Stratton, which is just a consolidation. First down and 10, just inside the 25-yard line. In the backfield, sets Horner. Mariko Diaz to his left. Horner runs behind the block of Diaz into the open 30. Out to the 40, and he's into Johnson Brock territory to the 39-yard line before he's finally taken off his feet.
Tackled by Van Winkle, but another tough run. And he got the geography down for the school, Randy, but we still can't figure out what time it is, right?
Well, back home, I think it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah, you're right.
That gives us a chance to mention that near the top of the hour, you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska, sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. That big run is going to be called back with a penalty against the Tigers, 10-yard penalty, and that's going to mark the football back inside the 20. So big break there for Johnson Brock. What was the call, Blaine?
Looks like holding, Randy. I'm not sure where, but the play came in a little late, so that might have been what sprung the play.
I got all wrapped up in the official top-of-the-hour station ID and missed the penalty set.
Yeah, we'll take that penalty, though.
Sorry about that. First down and long, about 18 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage at the 18-yard line. Horner in the shotgun. He's going to run it himself up the middle. Horner's no going nowhere that time. He's met after a gain of only about a yard. They drop him near the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Leighton Behrens and Jalen Behrens combined for a nice tackle in the backfield. Maybe they give him one.
Mark it at the 19-yard line. Second down, 15 yards to go. But the clock down now to 4:44 to play in the third quarter. Still a 3-score deficit for Johnson Brock. They trail 32-8 here at Benkelman. A long, long drive. I think I checked Google Earth. It's like 310 miles from Johnson to Benkelman. They estimated, I believe, 5 hours and 13 minutes or something like that. I left bright and early at 7 o'clock this morning. I had time to stop for breakfast in Beatrice. We have a timeout taken by the Tigers with 4:15 to go. The clock's still running. Look at that. They've got the clock running during the timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to a gorgeous afternoon for high school football here in extreme southwest Nebraska in Benkelman. Temperatures in the low to mid-60s, no breeze whatsoever. The American flag in the south end zone just hanging limp down there, not moving. The leaves on the trees aren't moving whatsoever as the sun starts to sink in the west here. Second down, 15 yards to go. The football is at the 20-yard line. Dundee County with the ball. Horner rolls to his left, throws the ball incomplete, intended for Alex Englott. Englott has caught 14 passes this year, 236 yards. Get this, when he does catch the ball, he averages 17 points of reception. So they don't throw the ball a lot, but when they do, they pick up big yards. That one fell incomplete.
Yeah, Perry had been on the coverage, and I was wondering why they were throwing, but yeah, you're right. If that would have been just a couple inches shorter, that would have been a nice gain for the Tigers.
So now it's third down and 15. Johnson Brock needs a stop here, trailing 32-8 with 4:16 to go in the third quarter. Corbin Horner in what would appear to be a passing situation. He's back to pass. He sets. He wants to throw to the left. Now rolls left, drops back, throws to the sideline, and the pass caught by Sloan Pelican, but he caught it out of bounds. Pelican had the intercept, but when he came down to the football, he was out of bounds. So, I believe for the first time this afternoon,
hey,
the Tigers are in punting formation. They have not punted the football one time. And their punter? Guess who? Corbin Horner. He handles kickoffs. He handles punting. He runs the ball. He throws the ball. He plays linebacker. A little bit of everything. They crossing me up. I'm going to put Kershaw in there.
Yeah, you got Kershaw back there.
Well, they list Horner as the punter. Maybe they don't want to take a chance to get him hit back there.
He looks like he's an up back.
Jackson Kershaw, 205-pound junior, is going to handle the punting. Gets the snap, runs to his right. He's going to run with the football.
Eagles get him.
Gamble. They drop him, and here's the opportunity
wow.
that Johnson Brock may have needed. And that is a questionable call. You're leading 32-8 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Why would you not punt the football?
Hey, I don't know, Randy, but we'll take it. What a play by the Eagles.
What if that was a design play? Kirchhoff was looking over here at the bench and shaking his head. I wonder if that's something he was freelancing there a little. Let's see what happens. Johnson Brock with an opportunity. First and 10 for the Eagles. They start at the 19-yard line. Sloan Pelican, a quick score here could change the complexion of this. Give it off to Behrens. Jalen Behrens runs to the left. He's going to be driven out of bounds. Why would the flag keep? Why would the clock keep running? They drove him out of bounds over there.
Yeah, he did go out of bounds, but they said to keep the clock running. Nice play by Diaz for the Tigers.
Usually when you're knocked out of bounds, that stops the clock. And the clock continues to run.
The Eagles are going to have to start the hustle here.
Gain of a yard, second down and 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is at the 18-yard line. Sloan Pelican with a wide receiver, Lane Buckmeyer to the right side. Pelican has the snap, wants to throw. Going to look to the right side. Pass is going to be dropped in and out of the hands of Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer was sitting down at about the 12-yard line. The ball was delivered a little bit low, and Buckmeyer couldn't come up with a handle on it.
Nice coverage on a play by number 15, Englott. But, yeah, maybe could have been caught. Are we getting backed up here again with the flag, Randy?
Now, apparently we've got a flag on the play, and penalty yardage marched off against Johnson Brock.
Shoot.
Waiting for the signal from the man in the white cap. Maybe he's not going to give us one. Here we go. Holding is the call against the Eagles, and they're going to decline it. So they decline it, and that makes it third down and a long nine, almost 10 yards to go. The football is at the 18-yard line, just inside the left hash mark. Johnson Brock moves from our left to right, from north to south. Clock shows 3:21 to play in the third quarter. The Eagles trail 32-8. Johnson Brock needs to score this trip. Pelican puts a wide receiver, Nick Perriott, to the right side of the field. Watch Perriott. Pelican looking left, throws to the left side. The pass is caught near the first down marker and then taken out of bounds is the receiver, and the receiver is down on the field over on the far side. The Johnson Brock receiver is shaken up. He landed rather awkwardly there as he was brought down. That stops play with 2:14 to play, or 3:14 to play here in the third quarter. We'll step aside and take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
They ruled the pass incomplete. It was apparently caught out of bounds. Chase Van Winkle, the receiver, shaking up over there. He caught the ball, but it was apparently out of bounds, so they'll bring it back out to the 18-yard line, and it'll be fourth down and a long nine, almost 10 yards to go from the 18. This is the third time this afternoon Johnson Brock's been down here deep in their territory facing fourth and long. The previous two times they turned it over on downs, came away empty-handed. This would be a much closer ball game were it not for those three situations. Here we go. Let's see if they can do it this time. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field by Johnson Brock with 3:14 to go in the third quarter. The Eagles trailing 32-8. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day starting at 8 a.m.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Nika Tula, Blaine Barron's back with you here in Benkelman, Nebraska. High school football on Sunny 101.3. Logan Carpenter, our producer engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for this presentation of high school football. Your Johnson Brock Eagles facing fourth down, nearly 10 yards to go at the 18-yard line. They need the first down here. Sloan Pelican, all alone in the backfield, has the snap. He wants to throw. Here comes the pressure. Got rid of it. The pass is caught. And is he in the end zone? He's close.
Short.
Just short.
We got a flag
back up the field. Let's wait and see. Who made the catch?
Jalen Barron's.
Barron's caught the ball at the one-yard line, but they're going to bring it back. Barron's had the ball at the one-yard line. He made the reception. It would have given Johnson Brock first and goal, but a flag is thrown back up the field against the Eagles, and it will nullify what was a great catch by Jalen Barron's. Penalty brings the football back out to the 34-yard line, and instead of fourth down and 10, it's going to be fourth down and 25.
Four first and goal. We were at the, one-yard line?
Yeah, we were at the one-yard line. Fourth and 25 from the 34. Pelican in the shotgun. Spread formation on the offense. Pelican back to pass. Going to throw to the right sideline. The pass batted down. Heads-up football by Corbin Horner. He knew that if he caught the ball, he'd probably get tackled. He just batted it down, knowing his team will take over all the way out here at the 34-yard line.
Smart play.
Another tough, tough break for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Jalen Barron's had the reception. He was tackled just short of the goal line at about the one. It appeared that Johnson Brock was going to set up shop first and goal at the one-yard line. And then we found that hanky on the field up here, the yellow flag, with a 15-yard penalty, and on and 25, they come up incomplete, and now the Tigers take over first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Corbin Horner leading 32-8 over Johnson Brock with 3:04 to play in the third period. Horner has Diaz set to his left. Gives the ball to Diaz. He tries to run to the right side, and he doesn't get much. Maybe a yard before he's taken out of bounds.
Run out of bounds by Perry and Barron's for the Eagles.
So they drop him after a gain of about a yard at the 35-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll be second down and 9 yards to go. Waiting for the play to be sent in here by Coach Mike Spargo. I want to thank Coach Spargo also for his cooperation in the week leading up to this game. Great guy to work with. Sent us all the information we requested. That doesn't always happen in these cross-state games. Here we go, second down and 9. At the 35-yard line, Horner with the snap, fakes to Diaz, keeps it himself to the right side. He's at the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5, and it'll be a touchdown. 46 yards on the touchdown run for Corbin Horner. A 46-yard touchdown run, and all these scores always come after a fourth down turnover by Johnson Brock. They capitalize on it. This score coming with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Pushes the score 38-8. Again, with 2:48 to go in the third. Corbin Horner going to line up to go for two here. Corbin Horner, let's see. 1-2, he has rushed for 3 touchdowns this afternoon. And now they'll line up to go for two. Horner gives to Diaz. No, Horner keeps it himself, and he'll carry it in. Horner, for a two-point conversion, takes it in, makes our score 40-8 with 2:38 to play in the third period. We're back in 30 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Scoring Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. That Scoring Drive, after taking over on down, took just two plays to go 46 yards, a 46-yard scamper by the quarterback Corbin Horner. Horner also carried in for the two-point conversion, and the Tigers have extended their lead to 40-8 now with 240 to play here in the third quarter. All right, the ensuing kickoff, Horner to kick it away, a driving kick. Perriott tries to field it. It's going to go into the end zone, out of the end zone, and they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. That's where Johnson Brock will begin their next possession. Well, Blaine, it's been a case of missed opportunities. On three occasions, Johnson Brock has been down in the red zone with a first down situation. They had first and goal at the 8. I think they had first and 10 at the 10. They had first and 10 at the 18, and all three times came away empty-handed. And what makes matters worse, in every case, Dundee County capitalized and came right back with a score. Here's Johnson Brock with the football. Sloan Pelican on first and 10 at the 15. Hands the ball off to his running back. I assume that was Behrens.
Yep.
And he'll be across the 15. Jalen Behrens, senior running back here.
Kershaw in on the stop. He's slow to get up.
Has the ball out to the... Yeah, they'll give him a gain of almost 3. We'll call it 2nd down and 7 with the football near the 18.
Just to elaborate on that turnover situation, Randy, a couple penalties here and there. Not to take the credit away from the Tigers, but those penalties are hurting us on the Eagle side.
Yes, they have. 2nd down, 7 yards to go from the 18-yard line. Pelican is back to pass. Pumps, throws down the right sideline, looking for Buckmeyer, and a pass intercepted. With the interception is Ethan Latta. Latta at the 30, at the 35, midfield the 40. The 35, inside the 35, and drops at the 32-yard line. Ethan Latta was running stride for stride down the right sideline with Jalen Behrens. The pass not quite on the money, and Latta, with his second interception of the afternoon, puts the football all the way down to the 32-yard line, and it's getting to be a pretty tall mountain to climb right now for Johnson Brock. The ball is going to be at the 32. It'll be 1st and 10, Tigers. Still a minute 50 to play here in the third quarter, but the score now has gone 40-8. All right, Tigers with the football. Corbin Horner calling his cadence, has the snap, gives to Diaz up the middle. Diaz open, runs all the way up the middle, and he'll take it for the touchdown. A 32-yard touchdown run.
We do have a flag on the field there, Randy. Maybe this one will benefit the Eagles for a change.
Yeah, this is going to go against the offense, so they'll call that one back. And, you know, the old momentum comes into play here. The Johnson Brock kids, they've been battling here all afternoon, but not able to catch a break and not able to capitalize on three scoring opportunities, back-to-back opportunities. And it's tough not to give up the big one there. Penalty yardage will be marched off and put the ball back out to the 31-yard line. It'll be 1st down and 9. That's a spot foul. 1st and 9 from the 31. Clock shows a minute 43 to go in the third period here in Binkelman, Nebraska, extreme southeast Nebraska. Boy, Blaine, it is dry out here. There's not a sign of any green grass at all in any of the pastures between McCook and Binkelman. We think we're dry in southeast Nebraska. Let me tell you, it's bad out here. 1st and 9. Back to pass. Corbin Horner throws down over the middle. Pass deflected and then intercepted. Perriott with the ball at the 10, the 5, 15, the 20. There's a flag thrown as Perriott returns the interception out to the 25-yard line, but a flag is thrown on the return, and that's probably going to be an illegal block on Johnson Brock.
That was a nice play by Nick Perriott. Pelican had a really strong block, but I think they're going to say he was defenseless, so that's why they're going to move the Eagles back. Still a good play by Perriott.
Let's just say it was a hit.
It was.
It was a hit. I was speaking a minute ago about just how dry things are here. This, I believe it's Lake Swanson that's out here near McCook. It's got to be down 15 or 20 feet. We noticed a lot of boat docks along the highway and cabins that are completely dry. There's nothing but a little mud flat out there, and it doesn't appear there's been any water near those boat docks for weeks.
Yeah, the field here, Randy, the football field is green, and that's about it.
Well, they must have watered the heck out of it. First down and 10, Johnson Brock. After the Nick Perriott interception, Eagles take over the ball. They'll begin at their own 8-yard line, deep in their own territory. A minute 31 to play here in the third quarter. Johnson Brock trailing 42-8. Quarterback Sloan Pelican gives it off to Behrens. Behrens looking for some running room. He's out to the left side. Has first down yardage. A nice job there by the senior running back, Jalen Behrens, as he's got the ball out across the 18-yard line. Gain of 11, first down and 10, Johnson Brock. Spot the football near the, well, where are they going to mark it? They're having a discussion here. Sometimes it's the officiating gets a little disjointed. There seems to be some miscommunication. Did they mark off an additional 5, or what are they doing? No, they're just going to mark the ball at the 18, a gain of 11, first down and 10. Not sure what the holdup was. Pelican is all alone in the backfield. He's got trips to the left side of the field. Pelican now steps up. He's calling an audible to change the play. On first down and 10, Sloan Pelican has the snap. He'll run it himself up the middle. Nothing doing. He's going to be hit after a gain of about a yard. Stop short of the 20-yard line.
Tough run by Pelican up the middle. Kershaw and Diaz in on the stop for the Tigers.
Give Sloan Pelican a gain of 2 on the carry. Call it second down and 8 yards to go now for Johnson Brock. Again, if you're just checking in, 40-8 is your score. Dundee County leading the Eagles. With 101 to play here in the third quarter, Johnson Brock with the football, moving from north to south, left to right. Pelican with an empty backfield, spread formation, 3 receivers, trips to his left. In motion comes Behrens from left to right, takes the inside handoff. Behrens is going to be good for about 8 yards. That's what he needed for first down. I think Jalen Behrens should have a first down here.
Yep, they're moving the chain. Nice play by the Eagles, brought down by Lane Brown for the Tigers.
Jalen Behrens, Nick Perriott, Lane Buckmeyer, 3 seniors out there on the field playing what could perhaps be their final game in a Johnson Brock football jersey. On first and 10, we got a lot of football to play yet. Again, they give to Behrens, and this time he's going to be hit and dropped in the backfield. That defender came across unmolested, untouched, and made the tackle on Jalen Behrens.
Brody Rogers stays home for the Tigers. He just flat out did his job well right there.
So now it's second down and 11 yards to go with the football near the 28-yard line. Pelican puts Behrens in motion again. This time throws a pass complete out to the left side. Hit immediately as he catches the football was Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer with no chance. I'm so impressed with the defensive pursuit of this Dundee County defense. After 3 quarters of play, our score, Dundee County 40, Johnson Brock 8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to fourth quarter action. A fresh 12 minutes on the clock. Johnson Brock trailing 40-8. They face third down and 13 yards to go from their own 26-yard line. Sloan Pelican calling his cadence.
All right.
Defense jumped off sides here, but I think they were drawn off. They're going to call procedure penalty against Johnson Brock, and that'll back them up 5 yards.
Oh, my.
And a bad situation just got worse. Now it's third down and 18 yards to go. And they back the football down to the 21-yard line. Not a good way to start play here in the fourth quarter, trailing 40-8. Johnson Brock, third and 18 to go.
Pelican with trips to the left. That's the short side of the field. The ball is on the left hash mark here. They move from right to left now, south to north. Sloan has his snap. He sets. He's got some time to throw this time. Going to throw deep down the field, looking for Period. Period. Oh, he's defended, and the ball is knocked away. Good defense by Alex Englott down there.
Yep, Englott in, and as well as Latta. Good ball by Pelican. Had a chance.
You know, Pelican has delivered several of these footballs on the money. It's just taken some outstanding defensive plays by the defensive backs to break these things up. And that's through no fault of the Johnson-Brock receivers. They're where they're supposed to be. The ball is being delivered, but these defensive backs are just playing it so well, coming up and slapping it away. I think back to the one that Perry had down here in the north end zone.
Yes.
For, you know, 99 times out of 100,
right.
Nick's going to hang on to that ball, but the defender came in and slapped it away. All right, a punting situation. I think that's Sloan Pelican standing at his own 8. He gets the snap from center, waits for a moment, hesitates, now kicks it away. Back to return it, Ethan Latta, the freshman. Latta fields the ball at the 25, starts upfield at the 30, tries to outrun the defender. That's not going to happen. He's tackled at about the 28-yard line, and that's where the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton will begin this drive, first and 10.
Zach Holley and Leighton Barons with some nice punt coverage for the Eagles.
Mound City Panthers and the Oregon-Missouri South Holt Knights going to be squaring off at 7 o'clock tonight here on Sunny 101.3, Missouri 8-man playoff action. Lucas Freshel will have the call for you on that one. We want to wish Lucas best of luck on his first solo flight tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Might have something to listen to driving down the road later tonight. Here we go, first down and 10, Dundee County. Waiting for the snap is Horner. He turns, gives to Diaz, the running back. Diaz runs the ball across the 30 to the 31. You know, if you're Coach Mike Spargo, and you know you probably have Howells Dodge waiting in the wings next week, I know there's a lot of time left, 11 and a half minutes, but at what point do you start asking yourself, do I really want my offensive starters in here taking a pounding? I don't know how deep his football team is, what his twos look like out there, but at some point you have to start thinking about your player safety and thinking about next week.
Yeah, you're right, Randy, and I've seen a couple of these guys come out with what looks to be maybe some cramps too, off and on. So, you're spot on.
Jackson Kirchhoff came limping off earlier. He's back on the field now, but here we go, second down and 7. Corbin Horner with the football running to his right. He's got room. He's at the 30, cuts back to the 25, at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and he'll go for the touchdown. 52 yards on the touchdown run. A 52-yard touchdown run. Corbin Horner with his fourth rushing touchdown of the afternoon. This one coming with 10 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, and that pushes our score to 46-8. Blaine Barons, I did not expect to see this kind of a score this afternoon. I knew this was a good football team, but so was Johnson-Brock. Both teams coming in here 8-1. Did not expect to see it get out of hand this way. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Horner turns. Gives the ball off.
Flag.
Well, we got a flag thrown. He handed it to Diaz. Diaz took it in. Let's see what the flag is. They may call this one back. It's thrown in the offensive backfield, so that's a pretty good indication. See what we got. A sideline warning. What?
Sideline warning on the Eagles.
That's an interesting call.
All right, so the two-point conversion stands 48-8, our score, 10:47 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
for another Scoring Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of both Auburn and Fall City. You're invited to stop by and say hi to our friends Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. That drive took just three plays to go 54 yards. Corbin Horner with his fourth rushing touchdown of the afternoon. Diaz carried in for the two-point conversion. And with 10:47 to go in the ball game, our score moves 48-8. Tigers on top. Horner has a tee to the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Back deep to return it. I believe are Van Winkle and Perriott. Or Van Winkle went out injured. There's somebody else back there now. On the return for Johnson Brock.
That's Hayden Gravatt.
Gravatt off to the right side. Got a little running room. He gets it across the 20, out to around the 24. Hayden Gravatt in there for Chase Van Winkle on the return. I don't know, did Van Winkle ever return to the game after he was shaken up?
Randy, I haven't seen him. I was just looking for him. He had that catch on the sideline as they called incomplete, and he got up limping. And
the injury was to a lower extremity, I would guess, an ankle the way he was walking on it. I didn't think there's anything like a knee there or anything like that. So I'm thinking about basketball season.
We wish him well no matter what here.
That's for sure. First down and 10, Johnson Brock. They work from their own 24-yard line. Give the ball off to the running back. That's probably Behrens. And he's got it across the 25 out to the 27-yard line. Jalen Behrens on the carry. Boy, Behrens has put in a tough afternoon here. The senior running back going against these big defensive linemen. Picked up 4 yards on that carry. Whatever yardage he added to his totals for the season, they were hard fought this afternoon.
Yeah, he's feeling it today, that's for sure.
Behrens came into this thing with 883 rushing yards. Second down, 6 yards to go. The football at the 27-yard line. Back to pass is Pelican.
Good ball.
On the right sideline, complete. Buckmeyer at the 35. Broke a tackle, the 30. Down to the 26-yard line goes Lane Buckmeyer. And, you know, Latta was back there on defense, too. This isn't a second-team defense.
Right. That was a good catch by Buckmeyer, brought down by Brown for the Tigers.
And well thrown by Sloan Pelican. So now the football is spotted at the 26-yard line. First and 10, Johnson Brock. Eagles trailing, though, 48-8 here with 9:05 to go in the ballgame. Sloan Pelican takes the snap. Again gives to Behrens. He runs off the right side this time, runs over defenders, runs over a would-be blocker. He got a nice gain inside the 20, down near the 15 or 16-yard line. Give him 9 on the carry, second down and 1.
Let's see if the Eagles can punch one in here, Randy.
Sun starting to sink in the western sky behind the trees here in the mountain time zone, and it's going to start cooling off pretty quick when that sun goes down. Sloan Pelican on second down and 1. In the gun. Buckmeyer in motion. Pelican wants to throw to Behrens on the right sideline. First down yardage. Behrens is upended and taken out of bounds, but not before he gets inside the 10-yard line. And Johnson Brock with yet another first and goal situation. They've been down here 4 times and came away empty-handed. This is their 4th attempt from inside the 10.
Nice tackle by Englund.
First and goal at the 8-yard line. Sloan Pelican with Behrens set to his left. Gives to Behrens. Behrens runs off the right side. He's hit and thrown back. Maybe got a yard. Not much more. It gets tough when you get down here inside the 10 against these Tigers.
Those couple hundred-pound boys are just plugging that middle up.
I'm not sure that running right at those big boys is the thing to do down here. But
Jalen Behrens is probably thinking the same thing right now.
He got a gain of 2 on the carry. Puts the ball down to the 6-yard line. It's second down and goal at the 6. The ball just inside the right hash mark. 48-8, Johnson Brock trailing. 7:35 to go in the ballgame. Sloan Pelican calls his starting count on second and goal at the 6. He's back to pass. Into the end zone. The pass deflected and knocked away. Intended for Jalen Behrens. Great defensive effort there by Corbin Horner.
Horner's everywhere. He's not stopping. He just keeps on hustling.
Yeah, he does it all. Down and goal. Incompleted pass stops the clock. The clock is running here. That's right. 7:07 to go. Running clock. Third down at the 6-yard line. Third and goal. Sloan Pelican has Behrens set to his right. Buckmeyer set as a wide receiver to the right side of the field. Pelican with the snap wants to throw the ball out to the right sideline. In and out of the hands of Lane Buckmeyer near the goal line. Pass falls incomplete. And it's going to bring up fourth down and goal from the 6-yard line.
Clock keeps running. Englund in on the coverage for the Tigers.
The story of this game is going to be
right here, right now.
The game of missed opportunities.
Yep.
So many times a team, Johnson Brock, who would normally capitalize on a first and
and goal situation, just have not been able to solve the puzzle of this Tiger defense. And boy, you got to give credit to these Tiger defense ball players here from Dundee County for these goal line stands. Third down and 10, third and goal, rather, at the 6-yard line. Fourth down? Okay, fourth down. That's right. Fourth down at the 6. Back to pass. Pelican. Pelican looks to the left. The ball is batted down. And it'll fall incomplete. And once again, Johnson Brock will get turned away. They had the ball down to the 6-yard line. They were first and goal at the 8. And they come up empty-handed for a fourth time this afternoon. And that would have made a huge difference in the outcome of this ballgame.
Randy, did we score on our first drive or second drive?
First drive.
And that's it?
Yeah, first possession.
Otherwise, we've been stopped.
We scored at the 6:39 mark of the first quarter on our first. And that was a 9-play, 53-yard drive that Johnson Brock put together.
They looked good there, too.
Yeah, they did. So, now the Tigers take over, first and 10 at their own 6-yard line. With 5:47 to go and a running clock, they lead it 48-8. In what is probably going to be the final game of the season here for Johnson Brock. We're going to have timeout taken on the field by Dundee County Stratton. It looks like he may be getting ready to send some recruits, some reserves in there. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
State Regions, Sunny 101.3.
Well, it's a gorgeous setting here this afternoon as we're on the west side of the field with the sun setting over our shoulder. It looks great until you get down to the scoreboard at the south end. 48-8, Johnson Brock trailing. And I think we're going to have some backup checking into the ballgame for Dundee County. We've got a new quarter. Takes a snap. Brown's going to run the football to his right. He's to the 10, to the 15, drop near the 16-yard line.
Tackled by Dellinghouse for the Eagles. Looks like second stringers in here for both squads. Get some reps in.
Lane Brown is in there to carry the ball. They've got Kevin Garcia, a freshman, as a wide receiver. They're playing with me here and put some numbers out of numerical order.
Yeah, they're a little bit off on their numbers.
Gain of 9 on the carry there by Lane Brown, so it'll be second down and 1. The ball is at the 15-yard line. Try and pick up those defenders, Lane.
I got you.
Identify as many of them as we can.
Maverick Piper, number 30, in on the left side. Dalton Knippemeyer in the middle.
Dalton Knippemeyer, defensive nose guard, now lined up on second and 1. They snap the ball back again to Lane Brown. Running up the middle is Brown. Wrapping up on Brown there is going to be
Curtis, 28 for the Eagles, and Christopher Melvin, number 18 for Johnson Brown.
ID as many of those as you can there.
You bet. Hayden Gravatt's in there in the secondary, and Kaysen, Isaac Brooks.
Kaysen Dollinghouse is in at the defensive cornerback here on the left side. A lot of reserves getting a chance to get into the playoffs here.
Maverick Meyer is in at middle linebacker as well for the Eagles.
Maverick Piper on the left end defensively. 4:22 with a running clock. Invite you to stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give you a complete scoring recap, talk a little bit about this Johnson Brock season, and it's been a dandy. Here's the snap. Give off to the running back to the left side. He's going to run into the middle and meet up with a bunch of defenders. Leading the stop there, I think, was Hayden Gravatt.
Yep, Hayden Gravatt and Austin Meyer for the Eagles.
They stop him after a gain of a couple. Spot the football out now to the 23-yard line. Less than 4 minutes to go with a running clock here in Binkelman, Nebraska. 48-8, the Johnson Brock Eagles. Nothing to hang their heads about. They're going to finish the season at 8-2. Their other loss was to an outstanding BDS football team, a game I happened to cover. I was privileged this year to cover 5 Johnson Brock football games, and that's a rarity. We don't usually get to see one team that many times, but the Eagles have played well, and they've certainly warranted the coverage they've received. All right, the quarterback is Lane Brown. He has the snap, gives off to his running back coming around the right side. Carrying the football is Tails Dale.
Tails Dale by Melvin for the Eagles. He came up with some force there for Johnson Brown.
Tails tackled out at the 27, almost the 28-yard line. It'll be third down and a long 3 yards to go here.
Peyton Grocher checks in at middle linebacker for Johnson Brown.
Don't forget, Johnson Brock fans, the Johnson Brock volleyball girls in action tomorrow. I imagine a lot of Johnson Brock folks will just be staying out here somewhere and stopping off in Shickley rather than driving all the way home. They play BDS at Shickley tomorrow afternoon. Dundee County with the snap. Again, they give it off to the running back. That was once again
Kevin Garcia,
Dale. Check that. They say Garcia, the ball carrier. And he's got it short of first down yardage. Fourth down and one with the football now at the 29-yard line.
Tackled by Austin Meyer and Thomas Curtis for the Eagles.
Checking in for Johnson Brock, Gavin Perriott in the lineup now. Big brother?
Big brother, Tyler.
We got Tyler right beside us. We got to mention Tyler Perriott. He's been just silently our silent partner all afternoon here, just to our right, running our video camera. Johnson Brock fans, I hope to be able to put together some a few video pictures with some play-by-play synchronized with it. We ran a high-definition camera here this afternoon. It's time for the two-minute warning. Timeout taken, 2 minutes to go.
Right at 2 minutes.
48-8 our score. We're back in 30 seconds with more Johnson Brock football on Sunny 101.3.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there is good news. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline. Regular screenings can detect breast cancer at its earliest and most treatable stages. The Nemaha County Hospital's Radiology Department offers key radiology services, including mammograms. If you're a woman over 40, talk to your doctor about scheduling a mammogram today. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Down and one now for Dundee County. The quarterback, Lane Brown, has the snap. He runs to his right, heights to the first down yardage. He's got it before being taken out of bounds. Big head-on collision coming over here defensively for Johnson Brown.
Tackle by number 32.
Brought down by Dollinghouse and Gravatt for the Eagles.
Dollinghouse in on that stop. The ball is out to the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Dundee County.
Number 10, Alex Grant checks in for Johnson Brock for safety.
All right, they come over the football. Lane Brown is the quarterback. They're just going to come out in a victory formation and take a knee now with the first down. There's no need to run the ball or risk anybody's injury. They're waiting for the official to count down the clock. He'll take a knee. That'll keep the clock running. They'll be able to do that one more time, and we'll be all finished up. In all probability, our final score this afternoon will be 48-8. Dundee County moves to 9-1 on the year. Johnson Brock will finish the season at 8-2, an outstanding football campaign for 2022 for the Johnson Brock Eagles. I got to tell you, folks, it's been a real pleasure to cover these young men throughout this football season. You know, Johnson is one of my favorite places to go to work a ball game.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you for covering all year, all the time, every year, Randy. You're great. Everybody loves listening
Basketball's
to you.
Basketball's coming.
Yep.
He'll take a knee one more time.
Thank you very much.
They won't have to snap it again. Thanks for your help, Lane. I know you want to get down to the field. Head on down. And
all right, that's all the team. Thank
all
you,
right,
Randy.
You betcha. So your final score this afternoon, 48-8, Dundee County Stratton with the win over the Johnson Brock Eagles as the final seconds will tick off the clock. They won't have to snap it again. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a post-game show and a scoring recap. That'll be coming up right after this two-minute timeout. You've been enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back once again to Bankelman, Nebraska. It's time for our post-game scoring recap. Well, this game will go down. The story of this one is a story of missed opportunities. On four occasions, the Johnson-Brock Eagles penetrated deep inside Dundee County territory. At one point, they were first and goal from the six. Another point, first and goal from the eight. I think on two other occasions, they were inside the 15-yard line and came up empty-handed on all four occasions. And what's worse is on all four occasions, the Dundee County Tigers turned right around and drove down the field, 175-yard drive, and scored, and that's been the difference this afternoon. 48-8, the final score. At halftime, it was 32-8. Johnson-Brock still within striking distance, but in this third and fourth quarter, Dundee County added two rushing touchdowns by Corbin Horner, their quarterback, one from 46 yards out in the third quarter, another from 52 yards away in the fourth quarter. Horner also carried in for the two-point conversions, and that made our final score this afternoon 48-8. With the win, Dundee County Stratton moves to 9-1 on the year. They will most likely be facing Howells Dodge. Howells Dodge would be my favorite to win on the other side of that bracket. Johnson-Brock finishes with a very respectable 8-2 on the year. And our congratulations to Coach Mitch Roberts and his coaching staff and the Johnson-Brock Eagles on a great football campaign, finishing at 8-2. I want to remind you once again that we'll have a second half of our doubleheader coming up tonight here on Sunny 101.3. We'll switch over to Missouri eight-man football playoff action. The Mountain City Panthers on the road at Oregon, Missouri, taking on the South Holt Knights. 6:30 pregame, kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock. Lucas Freshel will be flying solo for the first time tonight as he'll bring you that ball game from Oregon, Missouri. Lucas, we want to wish you best of luck in your first solo broadcast of the evening tonight in Oregon. Well, it's been a fun football season here. We may not be done yet. We'll see how some of the area schools do. We've got Sterling in the hunt in six-man, Pawnee City in six-man, Auburn playing at Ashland Greenwood tonight. So we'll watch those other area teams in our Sunny 101.3 listening area, see how they do tonight, and perhaps we'll be back next weekend with more high school football. We'll just have to see how it all plays out. With that said, for now, we're going to bid you good evening here for Blaine Behrens, our color commentator here tonight, and for our Logan Carpenter, our producer engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight. It's the Dundee County Stratton Tigers 48, the Johnson-Brock Eagles 8. Good evening, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.